Dr. Chris Servine is the Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. He joins me in the program. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. So what brings you to Canmore?
Well, there's a conference here called the Western Black Bear Workshop, and it's not just black bears. It talks about grizzly bears as well. So there's a lot of bear specialists from around North America that are here, and we look for a chance to exchange information and talk about what's going on with bears.
Well, Canmore is a good place for a bear symposium, and you're actually doing a public component to that as well on Thursday night. What's your presentation?
Well, my presentation is about our grizzly bear recovery program in the U.S. We've been working on grizzly bear recovery now for about 34 years. They're listed under the Endangered Species Act, and we've been fairly successful. We have about three times as many bears today as we had when we started, and it involves a lot of components, political components, public components, biological components, and I'll just talk about that, how we did it, what's been working, what some of the problems are, and then if people have interest, you know, we could talk about how this relates to what's going on in Alberta, too.
The presentation is called Lessons and Success. So what are some of the lessons?
Well, one of our biggest lessons was the importance of political support. And it takes long-term, steady progress to make any difference with grizzly bears because they reproduce very slowly and they respond to management very slowly. You have to be in it for the long term. And in order to do that, you have to have politicians that are willing to stick with tough decisions. And we were fortunate to do that when we started. We had a lot of politicians that were behind us. And that political support generates public support and vice versa. You know, those are just as much a part of the recovery of species as the biology is.
Do you see a lot of parallels between grizzly management and recovery in Canada and in the U.S.?
Well, certainly the problems that grizzly bears face in Canada are exactly the same problems we have in the U.S. You know, development, conflicts with people, excessive mortality, maintaining public support for bears, making tough habitat decisions to provide the types of security and the habitat that bears need. All those are things that bears need no matter where they are.
Who do you think would be interested in this presentation on Thursday night?
Well, I think the general public that's interested in bears and interested in how you recover and make bear populations healthy, I think they would all be interested in it. I think we've learned some things in our process, and I think we've come a long way. And the fact that we have three times as many bears today living in almost twice the habitat is a testament to how successful we've been so far. And, you know, I think grizzlies are a very difficult species to fix. The grizzly recovery program in the U.S. is probably one of the greatest success stories of the U.S. Endangered Species Act.
30 years of U.S. grizzly recovery, lessons and successes, Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the Cornerstone Theater. Admission by donation, with all proceeds going to Bow Valley Wild Smart. Dr. Chris Servine, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.